In this bulletin, National Cabinet decides to increase the cap on international arrivals. Contact tracing continues in Victoria after it's confirmed a hotel quarantine worker has the more infectious UK coronavirus variant. And in the NRL, a $5,000 fine for Brett Nadin's biosecurity breach. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a lift in the cap of international arrivals from February the 15th. New South Wales and Queensland will have their weekly cap increase from 4,100 to 6,300. Western Australia will stay at reduced passenger numbers for at least another fortnight. Speaking after Friday's National Cabinet meeting, he also says the Howard Springs quarantine facility in the Northern Territory will have its capacity expanded. Mr. Morrison says the federal government is ensuring more Australians stranded overseas can return home.
It was agreed once again that the return of Australian residents is the priority in terms of arrivals to Australia. We must remember that our borders are actually shut. No one can just come to Australia. To be able to come to Australia, you need to be an Australian resident or citizen or have a particular exemption.
Victorian health authorities are still tracing how the UK variant of COVID-19 was transmitted to a worker at a Melbourne quarantine hotel. Test results show the 26-year-old who had worked at the Grand Hyatt as part of the Australian Open Hotel program became infected. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says most close contacts of the man have returned negative results so far.
People can still test positive in this incubation period. It is a highly transmissible virus, more transmissible than your standard coronavirus before these variants emerged. But there is some time to play out, and we have tested people relatively early in their exposure period, so there's some days to go yet.
Five people in isolation in New South Wales because of COVID-19 transmission in Melbourne's Park Royal Hotel have returned negative results. New South Wales Health says the group will remain in isolation until their 14-day quarantine ends and they're tested again for coronavirus. Meantime, Victorian health authorities are trying to establish how the guests who didn't leave their hotel rooms became infected. The short-term COVID-19 lockdown imposed on Perth, the southwest and Pell regions is on track to end tonight. The lockdown was ordered when a hotel security guard became infected with coronavirus. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says almost 50,000 COVID-19 tests have been done since Sunday, giving the state confidence.
I know this week has been disruptive, and I know many of you may be hurting. It was very important that we gave ourselves enough time to ensure we didn't have any new positive cases. We've enjoyed freedoms and a way of life that has been the envy of the world for the last 10 months.
Several restrictions will still remain in place for the Perth and Peel areas until Sunday, February the 14th. South Australia is easing its hard border rules with Western Australia immediately as part of updated travel coronavirus restrictions. Premier Stephen Marshall says people from previously identified hotspots of Peel, Greater Perth and the South West will still need COVID-19 testing.
I know it's a sacrifice, but these individual sacrifices and collective sacrifices are exactly and precisely what has kept us safe here in South Australia and our economy strong.
The South Australian government says people who are currently in quarantine from Western Australia can leave unless they're at the Sheraton Four Points Hotel in Perth. And a sport in the NRL, Brett Nadin has received a $5,000 fine for breaching biosecurity protocols. The 25-year-old tested positive for cocaine about half an hour after playing for the Panthers in the grand final against Melbourne. He has sought treatment for drug and alcohol issues at a rehabilitation facility. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, rain developing 23. Adelaide, showers or 2, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy 25. Hobart, rain easing 27. Canberra, showers and a possible storm 26. Wollongong, much the same 24. Sydney, shower or 2, possible storm 27. Newcastle, similar conditions 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy 32. Cairns, shower or 2, 31. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm also 31. This is SBS News.